What is the difference between on-grid, off-grid and hybrid solar power systems? The demand for solar power systems has been increasing in recent years as more and more people are looking for ways to reduce their carbon footprint and save money on their energy bills. Solar power is a clean, renewable energy source that can be used to generate electricity for homes, businesses, and other applications. The cost of solar power has also been decreasing, making it more affordable for many people to invest in a solar power system. Solar panels, which are the main component of a solar power system, convert sunlight into electricity that can be used to power your home or business. Solar power systems are a reliable and cost-effective way to generate electricity, and they can help reduce your energy bills. Many households choose solar power systems to provide electrical energy for all home power needs. On-grid solar power systems, hybrid solar power systems and off-grid solar power systems can be used to generate electricity for homes and businesses. The choice between mentioned power systems depends on the specific needs and circumstances of the user. The three main types of solar power systems. 1. On-grid or grid-tie solar power system. 2. Off-grid or standalone solar power system. 3. Hybrid solar power system. On-grid solar power system. On-grid solar power systems are the most common and widely used by homeowners and businesses. These systems use common solar inverters and are connected to the public electricity grid and are designed to supply excess electricity back to the grid. On-grid systems do not need batteries. The grid acts as a store for the excess power the on-grid solar power system generates. Unlike off-grid systems, on-grid systems need a reverse meter that records the given and consumed energy. These systems are the most common type of solar power system. On-grid solar power system is flexible and compensates for the variations of power without putting anything to risk. The service life of the solar panel is more than 25-30 years. The payback period of the equipment is less than 5 years. Advantages of on-grid solar power system. 1. On-grid solar power systems are cost-effective and easy to install as they do not require the installation of batteries or other storage systems. 2. It is a good choice if you want to reduce your energy bill and reduce your carbon footprint. 3. On-grid solar power systems are connected to the utility power grid, which means that you have a reliable source of power even if your system is not producing enough energy. 4. On-grid solar power systems require less maintenance than off-grid systems, as they do not have batteries that need to be replaced or maintained. Unlike an off-grid solar power system, because of safety reasons, these are unable to work or generate electricity during a blackout. Because blackouts usually occur when the electricity grid is disabled, if the solar inverter had fed energy into a broken grid, it would endanger the safety of the people fixing the network's faults. Most on-grid solar power systems with battery storage can separate itself from the grid, known as islanding, and continue to supply some power during a blackout. The on-grid solar power system works in a very straightforward manner that is easy to understand, especially if you have some knowledge on how power is distributed to homes from the main power grid. The following is a simplified breakdown of how this works. 1. The electricity flows from the grid connected to the user's house and from the user's house back to the grid. This is the special feature that makes this system a very flexible and useful one among the ones that exist. 2. The solar panels that are installed on the roof of the user's house are directly tied to the grid. They convert the direct energy from the sun into electric energy in the form of a direct current. 3. This direct current is then sent to the inverter, which then transforms the DC into an alternating current that can now be used for all the electrical needs of the house. This AC is then routed back to the grid, where it is then used to supply the house for the day-to-day usage. 4. At the same time, the inverter helps regulate the amount of voltage of the electricity being supplied to the house. This is because the power being supplied may exceed the needs of the house. 5. The power is then routed through the net meter, where power consumption is recorded, and the consumer gets supplied with a bill at the end of the month. Components needed for an on-grid system. 1. Inverter, This is what converts the direct current that the solar panel produces into an alternating current that can now power things around the house and outside. It is one of the must-have components needed for making everything work on the on-grid system. 2. Array DC disconnect. This is an emergency switch that is used to disconnect the power in the house when it comes to conducting maintenance and repairs. It disconnects the power straight from the solar panel even before the DC is converted to AC, and this increases safety, especially when dealing with emergencies. 3. Power meter. This is used by the system to maintain a tie to the utility grid by measuring the amount of electricity that you use from the power grid. This way, any surplus power produced is redirected back to the grid for use in other places or for storage for later use. 4. Charge controller. This is a charge regulator that is used to maintain the proper voltage used in charging for the system battery. This helps stop the batteries from getting overcharged, as that may spoil them and cause them to degrade. Off-grid solar power system. Off-grid solar power system allows complete independence from external power grids. It is typically used in remote locations where it is not practical to run power lines, or in situations where a homeowner wants to be independent of the electricity utility. Also, it is a popular choice in places with frequent power cuts and remote areas where access to the grid is difficult. An off-grid solar power system generates electricity from the sun and stores it in batteries for use when sun is not shining. The size of the solar panel array and battery bank will depend on the amount of electricity that is needed and the amount of sunlight that is available at the location where the system is installed. An off-grid solar power plant allows you to completely disconnect from the electricity grid, but the investment required to install this type of power plant is relatively higher. Components needed for an off-grid system. There are a couple of important components that are needed for an off-grid system to function as designed. All these components have to work with each other, and they include the following. 1. Battery bank. This is a system of batteries that are connected to each other by a neat network of wires and linked to a big power supplier. The main function of the battery bank is to store the excess electricity generated during the day for later use once the sun goes down. This is the only part of the off-grid system that makes setting it up expensive. 2. Solar charge controller. This regulates how the battery bank is charged. The one thing that one has to be cautious about is overcharging the batteries, as that quickly reduces their lifespan. The solar charge controller ensures that the connection is stopped once the battery hits its charge capacity. 3. Off-grid inverter. The main purpose of the inverter is to convert the direct current that is harnessed by the solar panels into alternating current that can now be used by all the electrical components in the house. 4. DC disconnect switch. This is installed between the off-grid inverter and the battery bank, and it is used to switch off current between all the components at a moment's notice for emergencies. It also comes in very handy for maintenance and troubleshooting. 5. Backup generator. This is optional for those situations where the battery bank is damaged or is not damaged. Most run on diesel, but for most people who set up solar power systems in their homes, they rarely have this, as it is an added cost when you consider how expensive battery banks are. Here's an example how off-grid solar power system works. 1. Solar panels convert sunlight into electricity and send it to the charge controller. 2. The charge controller regulates the flow of electricity from the solar panels to the batteries to prevent overcharging. 3. The batteries store the electricity for use when the sun is not shining. 4. The inverter converts the stored DC electricity from the batteries into AC electricity, which is what most household appliances and electronics use. 5. The AC electricity is then used to power the home or other loads. Any excess electricity can be used to charge an electric vehicle or run appliances that has a lot of power. It is very important to size the solar panel array, battery bank and inverter correctly to ensure that the system can meet the electricity needs of the home or other loads. It is also important to maintain the system by keeping the batteries charged and the solar panels clean to ensure optimal performance. Advantages of an off-grid solar system. 1. Independence from the electric grid. Off-grid solar power system can function independently and allows you to generate your own electricity. 2. Reduced energy costs. Solar energy is a free and renewable recourse. 3. These are suitable for remote areas that do not have grid power access. 4. A solar power system can increase the value of your property. 5. Using an off-grid solar power system can help to reduce your carbon footprint. Disadvantages of an off-grid solar power system. 1. All the necessary equipment and batteries make the power system more expensive. 2. Batteries have a short lifespan. 3. Excess energy generated may be useless if there are not enough batteries. 4. Under poor conditions, a battery can degrade even in a year. Hybrid solar power system. Hybrid solar power systems are a mixture of the two solar power systems. This type of energy installation can operate both with the electricity grid and autonomously. A hybrid solar power system is when your solar panels remain connected to the grid's power lines and have a backup battery system to store excess power. The sun's energy absorbed by the solar panels goes through an inverter to create usable electricity. From there, electricity either goes to your home, to your battery, or to the grid. The benefit of a hybrid solar power system is that you will always have power in any situation. With a backup battery, the excess energy that your solar panels create, but your home does not use, will be stored in this battery. Then, when the sun is not shining, this battery will provide your power during the night, system blackouts, or inclement weather. With a hybrid solar power system, if you were to use up all the power in your battery, you have the ability to draw power from the electrical grid. A hybrid solar power system works by sending solar power to your inverter, which then sends energy to power your home. Extra energy that is not used to power your home goes to your home battery for storage. This battery can provide power to your home when your solar panels are not producing energy. After all of those steps, if there is still leftover energy, that energy is sent to the grid. Advantages of hybrid solar power system. 1. Increased energy independence. A hybrid solar power system allows you to generate your own electricity and reduces your reliance on the electric grid. 2. Improved energy reliability. The battery storage component of a hybrid solar power system can provide backup power in the event of a power outage. 3. Greater energy efficiency. A hybrid solar power system can store excess solar energy in the battery bank for use during times when the sun is not shining or when demand for electricity is high. 4. Net metering. Many utilities offer net metering, which allows you to sell excess solar electricity back to the grid. This can further reduce your energy costs and provide an additional source of income. 5. Reduced carbon footprint. Disadvantages of hybrid solar power system. 1. Hybrid solar power systems can be more expensive to install than traditional grid-tied systems, due to the additional cost of the battery storage component. 2. The batteries in a hybrid solar power system will eventually need to be replaced, which can add to the ongoing maintenance costs of the system. 3. The capacity of the battery bank in a hybrid solar power system is limited. It may not be able to store enough energy to power your home for an extended period of time in the event of a power outage.